Ralph, how you doing?
Doing fine. Wonderful introduction.
Ralph, when you're bored, you're going to become president of the IOC.
like,
what's next for you?
Well, you know, I've always been telling people around me that you're supposed to wake up in the morning with something really difficult on your plate, or you're going to get bored, and here I am.
See, but my thing is always don't eat French fries. Like, you Similar. And I, you and I have different goals here, Ralph. Okay, Ralph, the first question is, how the hell did this happen? With all due respect, you have a resume unlike anyone we've ever seen. Tim just illustrated. But I got to say, you know, watching you behind the bench at Rexall, in my mind, I never said to myself, that's an EPL chairman waiting to happen just because the road is so unique. How did you get to this point?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I began my head coaching career in the early 90s, I was frightened to death. So parallel to my coaching career, I thought I'd start a company which would wander into the real world on regular basis. And so as I was coaching, I always did a lot of speaking. I did a lot of also voluntary work at the beginning to get the company going, step into different environments corporately and work with leaders and work with people and watch how teams function. So I've kind of been a student of that while I was on the stage and using my vehicle of hockey. And to tell you the truth, this is all come together because the owner, who's Swiss, you know, her family name is Lieper. They have a large worldwide corporation. They'd had opportunity to work with me, and she was looking for a leader in the fall. She contacted me off the map, and the relationship grew out of that. I didn't expect to end as the chairman, but it's fallen. The cards have fallen that way, and it's a wonderful place to be right now.
How in the name of Matthew Letissier does that conversation start?
Very good,
though?
Matthew Letissier. Very good reference.
How does that conversation start? That you know, you're this is probably for Canadians. Go ahead.
No. He's an amazing personality here in Southampton. You know, the greatest player they've ever had. He saved them from relegation multiple times during his career when they were kind of scrapping around through the middle and near the relegation line. And he's a hero in town, and one of our nicest VIP rooms is named after him. So isn't that an honor?
Katharina Liebherr, so, you know, has conversations with you over a while. And then how does it become, would you like to become the new chairman at Southampton?
Well, they had a leadership vacuum here developing with the, you know, ex-chairman, and they really, first of all, were putting together a team that could fill the leadership hole that they were expecting to find. And when we arrived in January after his resignation, there truly was a hole. And so we had a group of actually four people who came in to support her and just to kind of look at how the situation was. We walked into the group. 207 employees were wondering where their ship was going to sail to. And as the discussions went on and the board was formed, I was asked to join the board initially. She just felt that I was suited for the role. And I have to tell you, I'm quite surprised how many things I feel comfortable with. It will be challenging and difficult, but the dynamics here, it's major league sports, not that far away from where I've been most of my life in some way, shape, or form. And I really feel at home in the world. And I can see that this cross-pollination is possible and refreshing. I feel refreshed. The owner is refreshing. To work for a female owner is interesting, but at the same time, very honest. And it's a place where I'm definitely going to grow. When you speak to me in a few months or a year, I'm going to be able to tell you about growth. That's for sure.
Ralph, I'll give you one tip. It's very easy to get in the Champions League. you know what? You can get there on a budget. Don't believe what you hear over there. It's really simple.
We're only 3 points behind Man U right now, so we don't have playoffs, as everybody knows over there. And it's just it's about continuing to grow this club. And you know, we sense the opportunity. We're hoping our last match of the season on the 11th of May is for catching Man U. So that's what we're shooting for right now.
Ralph Kruger, former head coach of the Oilers, now current chairman of Southampton Football Club in England's Premier League here on Primetime Sports. Ralph, what is your exact job description? What are you day-to-day in charge of at this English Premier League club that you're now the chairman of?
Well, I the most important thing, and I did the same thing when I was coaching in hockey, is you find the best possible people in the roles that are needed in this club, and we have about 12 senior management positions, and you let them work. You give them the space. You do everything possible that they can focus and concentrate on their job. So a lot of it will be communication. You know, there's some trust that needs to be rebuilt here. And I will jump in and be involved as need be, but more than anything, create an atmosphere and a culture that's loaded with respect and also bring the discipline in that's needed at this pace. I mean, we have a huge responsibility to the community. We're playing on the biggest league in the world. We want to build our brand. We want to bring it to Canada. So thanks for this, guys. We want to bring it to North America. We want to play with the big teams, and there's what exactly and how it's going to evolve, I can't tell you today. I've only been here since the Olympic Games, which I can't even remember how long ago that was anymore, because I came here 2 days later.
Congratulations on the gold medal, by the way. Yeah. Congratulations on the gold medal. Add one more to the resume.
I actually just had a phone call with Mike Babcock an hour ago, and we were bouncing back and forth, and he asked me the same question. He says, "What are you doing on a daily basis? Like, what do you do when you don't design practices?" So I'm really just taking it real slow. I'm getting to know the people here. I'm getting to know the environment. I'm consuming information like crazy, and I have my first chairman board meeting with the league coming up soon, getting to know the teams when we play on the road and all that. So I'm not sure where this is going to end, but I'm going to try and do my part to motivate the people around me to just continue the growth that's already here. You know, we've got the best academy in England. We've got some amazing young players coming up, like Luke Shaw. Adam Lallana has taken a big step into the national team. They'll see him at the World Cup. We had 17 players at national sides 10 days ago, and it's really interesting how you develop players here. Our recruitment begins at 8. None of this scouting 18 and 19 year olds. We've got a group out there scouting 8 and 9 year olds all over England that we bring into the academy. So there's a lot of experiences here that I look forward to bringing also into the North American sports world and the lessons that are with that.
I'm sure you understand the passion of the supporters. It's probably similar to the passion of fan bases here in Canada with hockey. And I'm sure their first question was, will the ice hockey coach have anything to do with soccer/football decisions?
Absolutely not. And the most important thing that I'm bringing with is Mauricio Pochettino, our manager, which is the head coach for Canadians out there. Our team manager, I know exactly what he needs. And I also know what he doesn't need. And we won't go there, guys. But I know that you need to take responsibility in that role, and if you're hired to do it, people have to let you work, and we are going to bring in a sports director who has tremendous experience and expertise. I will be involved in decisions of finance. I'll be involved in decisions of that are directly related to purchases that go beyond a certain value. But we've got excellent football people here in place, or I should say soccer in this interview. I had to change my vocabulary too here, guys, so I could be understood. But it's more than anything, letting those people work and letting them continue to develop what's already an excellent foundation. What I need to do is help build the commercial side of the organization. We have a huge gap between where we are right now and where we need to be. We're presently interviewing. My next 3 days are going to be spending time with corporate sponsor candidates. We've narrowed it down to 3, and I'm just trying to bring in a better budget so we can retain our kids and bring in some more talent into the organization.
Ralph, have you accidentally in a meeting said pucks in deep?
actually, I did a bunch of back-to-backs here. We have quite a few television stations that care about football over here, as you well know. Yeah. And in my last interview on Sky Sports, I said hockey in relation to Luke Shaw, our absolute
18-year-old, right?
Star talent. Yeah. And I said hockey short, but I quickly backed it up with football. But of course, Sky Sports took that as a lead story. Yeah. So I have to be conscious of the new environment I'm in. And they love to, you know, the British humor, they love to jump on that quickly.
British press are pussycats, Ralph. You'll learn that soon enough. No, that is so not true.
Hopefully it's not Luke Shen you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Ralph, Tim brought up the supporters of Southampton. And, you know, they're no shrinking violets over there. You know, so if fans groups will tell you what they think of you in general. I'm curious, in a broad sense, and I know you're saying you're not going to handle the day-to-day soccer stuff right now, but what has their general feeling been seeing a guy with virtually no EPL experience get a position of this caliber at a mid-table English Premier League club?
Well, I have to tell you honestly that it was out there that I was joining the board in January, and I have to thank the boys and the staff of Team Canada, because the timing of the gold medal was a pretty good PR event under the circumstances, because all of Southampton was kind of watching what we were doing there, and they all became hockey fans. So when I came back, the fans have been more than receptive. We've organized an event where I'm going to be communicating with the local radio station here. We're doing an event with fans, and I think it was sold out immediately with 500 people, where we will be communicating, and I'm willing to take ugly questions and difficult ones. It's something that we need to be able to do, and I've really opened that up, and the people are calling it refreshing here so far. But you know, we're undefeated so far in my reign, so we've only played one game. But you know yourselves, in the end, I'm going to be measured on the wins and losses that we have next season and how we evolve as a group, and I understand that responsibility, and I understand the passion here. I mean, this team is only 18 years younger than Canada. I mean, it was founded in 1885, so there is some serious multi-generational fan bases here, and these people live and die for what we're doing, and I understand that responsibility, and all joking aside, I take it extremely seriously, and working together with the staff, we're going to do everything possible that we can continue to fuel the passion and that we can move closer to the top teams in England, and everybody knows what that means. You don't just jump into Champions League. You've got to earn that over a long period of time so that you have the financial base to sustain that. So we're not expecting to jump up there, but we want to keep bothering them, and we want to inch and inch up. But the fan base has been wonderful. They've been very receptive. They find my accent refreshing.
your accent.
Yeah, they think the Canadian, you know, we Canadians have an accent, right? You guys know you have an accent.
Oh, yeah, completely.
You know, they invented English over here. So what we're doing is an accent. So it's kind of been, it's been fun playing with that, I have to tell you.
Former Oilers head coach, member of Hockey Canada, now, of course, the new chairman at Southampton, Ralph Kruger, joining us here. I was really intrigued about your involvement in the World Economic Forum for the uninitiated, a nonprofit organization based in Switzerland that kind of brings together top business intellectual leaders to save the world. I also read that you're a member of the Global Agenda on New Models of Leadership. I'm no rocket surgeon, self-professed. Have I come close to characterizing this properly? And did this serve as the impetus for you getting into this current role or wanting something like this in your future?
100%. Since I joined the forum in 2011, I'm sitting on these think tanks with academics, where I'm the only non-academic in our team. So, you know, I'm the practical guy in the group, but at the same time, I've been able to rub shoulders with people who are truly deep thinkers in the way leadership needs to be placed, not necessarily new models of leadership. We've decided that it's more leadership in the new, what the new world needs, what the new attitudes of youth need to be led properly. And it's all about much less hierarchical leadership than circular flat leadership, where these circles are moving and evolving, and leaders are actually more in the middle than they are above the people they lead. And it's something that grew and also excited me to look for opportunities where I could take these theories and truly implement them as you can when you're in the lead. And the World Economic Forum has been a wonderful experience for me over the last 3 years, and I look forward to continuing that as we venture into the poorest areas of the world, the bottom billion of the world, trying to figure out avenues where they can get out of that bottom billion. And it's an amazingly interesting world that I've been blessed to be a part of there. And you are right. It's probably been the spark that's taken me here to Southampton to actually put all this theory into practice, because that's what we're about. When we grew up in Canada, in the prairies, in the cold at minus 40, we are practical people at our soul. And I think that's what's helping me a lot here, that I like theory, I believe in theory, but I think unless you can put it into practice, it's just hot air coming out of your mouth. And it's a great vehicle here to with the Saints to try all these things out.
It's funny when you say leadership, to us in our everyday world, we're thinking about Mark Messier, we're thinking about John Elway and guys like that. But in that form, leadership across the world right now politically is being tested like maybe it's never been tested in the past. Is that what you guys are getting into and what you're taking to the sports world?
Yeah, definitely. It's also the way leaders are presenting things. Our group is even challenging the form in its foundation of how it communicates with the world around it. And I think that's something. I mean, the leaders you mentioned, if you take a Mark Messier, it's still the leadership by example within your teams that's critical. Your best players, your best personnel. Here in Southampton, our best senior managers need to be good people, and they need to lead by example, or the rest of the group has no chance at success or sustained success. And it's about leading for the right reasons. We've got a world filled with people chasing leadership for superficial reasons, and you need to dig deeper than that and look for causes that are beyond that. And the superficiality of it the desire of power or hunger, of wealth alone is not going to make you successful. It's doing things for the right reasons and having all these other things happen. If they happen, that's a bonus, this is supposed to be a sports talk show and you got me all philosophical here.
I gotta be honest, Ralph, what stocks should I hit up? I'm going on a website tomorrow. Okay, maybe off mic. Okay, maybe I'll call you, maybe I'll text you off mic. Ralph Kruger, former Oilers head coach and now chairman of Southampton Football Club in England.
I enjoyed that part of it.
I did too.
I don't get to talk about that every day.
I can barely read, Ralph. You can't have that conversation with me. But Ralph, you and Tim kind of went down the road of thinking outside the box. And Ralph, you are now at a club where, based on my time watching the English Premier League, usually clubs like Southampton, who get promoted and have a really good youth system, they hit a crossroad.
Right.
One direction, sell the kids and just keep a good profit margin. The other way, which is what Leeds United did years ago, and it kind of cost them in the long run, but keep the kids you have and spend on other guys and try and get in that top four and get Champions League money. That's usually the choice a club like this has. Do you think the outside-the-box approach is part of the reason why you're in the spot you're in now? Because eventually a club like Southampton, that's going to be the choice that has to be made.
Yeah, and I've been really honest with the people from the start. I've been queried by the media and by leading business people of the community and all kinds of people. And, for me, I told them right away that we cannot guarantee anything, and the results is the last thing I want to guarantee. What we're going to guarantee is a process here that fits to Southampton. And one of the things that has happened is people just aren't patient enough in the game. And, I believe that the patience is something I'm going to bring. And like I say, inch by inch, so that we truly build the commercial foundation that can sustain a step into the next level. And if that takes 2, 3, 4 years, the positive thing we have is that I'm walking into a club that's been multiple years now going down, being relegated all the way to the first league, going through the championship quite quickly on the way back up, but they were in there for two on the way down, then they came back up. So the people are still not spoiled, and it's selling that patience and selling the product on a daily basis. Like I told you, every single game here is an event. It's a special event, we don't want to reach up for an area that's dangerous. And you hit all those nails on the head. We want to retain our young players, but also continue to grow in the academy. We want to be patient, and we don't want to overpay. And we just want to make Southampton a great place to play so that we can get players who are in developmental phases, and they see that we are going to give them a chance to play. We had four under-21s playing against Norwich, and we ended up winning the game at home 4-2, which was more a hockey score than a football score. But it really, I have to say that it's staying patient and not getting caught up. And that's why the owner actually brought me in here, because I'm not scarred by anything. I don't have any history at all. And I'm in no rush to help build the success here. And that's going to be really important.
It's an interesting story to follow. And I got to admit, even though we're in Canada here and we talk about hockey most of the time, my co-host watches more soccer than anyone that I know. And he is quite capable of talking it. And he told me that he has a couple tips for you.
Well, Ralph. I got three tips, Ralph. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got my pen right now.
Okay. All right, here we go. First tip, if you sell 18-year-old Luke Shaw, who may go to the World Cup this summer, he has to be the most expensive English defender ever. Don't let Man City chintzy you. I know they're going to try. That kid is 35 to 40 million pounds.
And don't trade him for Van Riemsdyk.
And don't trade him for Van Riemsdyk. The second thing, if Jose Mourinho of Chelsea ever tries to engage you in the press, just walk away. It's not worth your time. It's not worth your time. That's a sick. And finally, the next Cristiano Ronaldo is somewhere in Portugal. Send scouts immediately. You need three guys up and down the coast.
He's Portuguese, though.
Well, I'm just saying. I got some scoops,
yeah,
well, Ralph.
We got Jose Fonte playing for us.
Correct.
Fonte is you know, we're going to send him down there this summer. He, you know, I just had a good chat with him yesterday. He's actually one of our key leaders in the group, and that's the interesting thing here in the football world. I mean, we've got a player. You know, we've got players from all over the world, and good people too. So they're tapping into that. But thanks for the three tips. I wrote them down.
Yeah, that's just from the lay. That's just from the lay person, Ralph. I'm just watching. Like, but you're in a unique spot. And actually, Tim and I have not stopped talking about this hire.
No,
since last week.
Oh wow.
And we're elated. And we're elated you gave us time. I know you're a very busy man right now, but we wish you nothing but the best. This is a unique, incredible new journey for you. And we'll be watching. So thanks for joining us today. Yeah. And all the best to you, Ralph.
Well, stay tuned and let's catch up again. And for all the sports listeners back in Canada, I'm proud to be a Canadian right here doing this thing, and look forward to having a few Saints fans over in Canada as we build this baby.
Nice. We're getting tons of great feedback right now on Twitter, so appreciate the time, and best of luck.
Okay. Thanks, guys. And I'm grateful for it, too. We'll speak to you again.